Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature all number one songs on the U.S. Billboard charts from the 1970s this hour. Coming up, The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, and Eddie Kendricks. Well, the first song coming up is The Temptations' last number one song and their signature tune, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, 4 months before The Temptations' song entered the Hot 100, label mates on the Motown record label, a group called The Undisputed Truth, were struggling up the charts with their version of the song. It peaked at number 63, and the song was all but forgotten when The Temptations reached number one for the fourth time in their career. Well, it had long been a practice for Motown to take songs that were recorded by one artist and have them recorded by another artist. I Heard It Through the Grapevine is a great example of that, released by Gladys Knight and the Pips in 1967, and the next year by Marvin Gaye in 1968. Although it wasn't originally this song, The Temptations have made Papa Was a Rolling Stone an integral part of their repertoire. And here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
There is superstition.
That was Superstition. That was the second number one song from Stevie Wonder from 1973. The first one occurred 10 years earlier with Fingertips Part 2. That was Superstition. Before that, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, the Great Temptations song, number one from 1972. You found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all number one songs on the United States Billboard charts from the 1970s. Well, coming up, the third number one from Stevie Wonder, You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Well, at this time, Stevie was maturing as a musician and a businessman, but he wasn't missing out on his social life. Well, when he was 17, he had met a girl named Angie, and he wrote I Was Made to Love Her, which was a number two song in July of 1967, based on that affair. It took Stevie a little while to get the rest of the world to drop Little from his name, but marrying a woman by the name of Sarita Wright helped to hasten that process. Well, Sarita was a secretary at Motown when she first met Stevie. She was also an aspiring singer and had a brief career on her own. Well, here is that third number one from Stevie, right here on Motown Memories.
But we had yesterday. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Asking you, babe.
Gaye, Let's Get It On, a number one song from 1973. Before that, number one from that same year with Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning, and another number one from that same year, Stevie's You Are the Sunshine of My Life. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature all number one songs from the 1970s. Well, coming up, the first and only number one from a singer by the name of Eddie Kendricks, a former member of The Temptations. Well, Eddie recalled that "I never ever wanted to leave The Temptations." He candidly admitted, "I never thought about leaving. The only reason I left is because I wasn't allowed to record on my own. While financial problems made it necessary to record a solo album," Kendricks says. But he wanted to release that as a side project while remaining with The Temptations. Forced to choose between a group and a solo career, he opted for the solo career. And here is Keep On Truckin', right here on Motown Memories. Kendricks, Keep On Truckin', number one from 1973. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This hour, we've been featuring all number one songs on the United States Billboard charts from the 1970s. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me, I would really love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website is information about your favorite Motown artists, as well as all the radio stations that broadcast Motown Memories. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.